From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian peace talks delayed. The special UN Syria envoy says he needs a delay in the resumption of indirect Syrian peace talks from March 7th to March 9th. Stephan Demistouros says this will allow the cessation of hostilities enforced since Saturday to take hold. U.S. spokesman Peter Kirby says Washington would support such a delay.
We are, as always, supportive of his efforts, and it is the UN that is leading the effort to get the parties to continue to resume talks. So we're very supportive of his leadership and what he's doing. And if he believes that he needs another couple of days to make it work, we're supportive of that.
Although international observers continue to report violations, Dr. Joanne Liu, international president of the charity Doctors Without Borders, says there's been a significant decrease in violence.
What our teams are telling us is the fact that there's been a marked decrease in terms of shelling and airstrike in the area. And I'm talking mainly about the northern part. And so as a consequence, what we notice is the number of people moving towards the border has not increased over the last 4 days.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Tuesday the cessation of hostilities represents a glimmer of hope. He said his government will do its part to make the truce work, but the opposition says Damascus has breached the ceasefire by repeatedly attacking its positions. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council announced Wednesday it has labeled the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah a terrorist organization. GCC Secretary General Abdul Latif al-Zayani said the move is linked to Hezbollah's attempt to recruit young people in GCC countries to carry out terrorist acts. The GCC is made up of Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, Oman, and the United Arab Emirates. This is VOA News. Four Islamic State suicide bombers attacked an Iraqi military headquarters late Monday, killing a senior Iraqi army officer and seven others in the western town of Hadatha. The town and its dam are in one of the few parts of the western Anbar province still controlled by Baghdad. The United Nations Tuesday said more than 131,000 migrants and refugees reached Europe via the Mediterranean so far this year. That's more than the total that made the same dangerous journey in the first 5 months of 2015. International prosecutors Tuesday accused a Malian jihadist of a war crime by unleashing an assault on the centuries-old World Heritage Site of Timbuktu. Ahmad El-Faki El-Mahdi is accused of leading and taking part in attacks in 2012 on several mausoleums and mosques dating to the 15th and 16th centuries with pickaxes and crowbars. An ethnic Tuareg who is a member of the Al-Qaeda-linked group Ansar Din is the first person to be charged by the International Criminal Court with destroying cultural artifacts. New York businessman Donald Trump won at least seven of the 11 states holding Republican presidential primaries in so-called Super Tuesday.
This has been an amazing evening. Already we've won five major states, and it looks like we could win six or seven or eight or nine.
And former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also swept through most of the 11 state contests in the Democratic primary election race against her sole rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
Thank you all so much. What a Super Tuesday.
Now, the next big primary contest is March the 15th, when voters in several major states, including Ohio and Florida, go to the polls. For more on the story, on the complete election coverage, visit our website at voanews.com. It's kind of a quadrennial rite of passage every 4 years during the presidential election. The hearts and minds of most every informed American looks longingly for a move to Canada, depending on who wins. Whether there's a Democrat or Republican in the White House seeking another term, or is it an open race like this time, there's at least one candidate each cycle that makes a group of people talk as if they could not stand to live 4 years with them as a leader. Since 2004, Google searches for the term moving to Canada and other related word combinations have spiked in the United States around Election Day. The 2016 election is still 8 months away, but Americans are getting a head start. Moving to Canada spiked on Google in late June as Donald Trump officially joined the race. As Americans, we feel we have many blessings, but one more unrealized is the fact that we have a Canada to go to. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.